Meeting to order, 6:08 PM. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, everyone. Good to see that we're back here in person. Long story.
Good to see you twice.
Roll call. Myself, Commissioner Blood, Commissioner Bartholdi, we're all here. Public portion, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Now?
We'll watch on the bracket. Having heard no response to three calls for public portion, I'll take a motion to close the public portion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All approved?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Previous minutes from the June 13th meeting.
Excuse me, Dean. Item 4.
I'm sorry, I passed up. No.
Or do you even have item 4 on
this?
Yeah.
It's additions, corrections, and adoptions of the agenda, so.
You may have the wrong one.
Yep.
She initially printed, she deleted that, so you don't have
it. You have the right one, but Tom doesn't.
I have the right one.
Okay.
What happened?
So we're back to, we're in item 4.
Right.
Additions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. Are there any items we'd like to add, remove, or?
I would make a motion that we add grievance number 22-05.
Okay.
Under new business, it'd be the third bullet instead of, it's got 03 and 04, we might just add 05.
Motion made.
Seconded.
Seconded by Commissioner Gloat. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. It's been added to the agenda. Okay, now, item 5. Acceptance of the previous minutes meetings, June 13th, 2022. Anyone have anything positive about me?
No, I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes as presented.
Okay, Commissioner Bartholomew, motion.
I'll say sure.
Gloat, second. All in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? So moved. Old business.
The only brief I have under old business is that, as discussed last month, we interviewed applicants for the accreditation manager. We have offered employment to Andretta Swift, who is a retired, disability retired police officer from Milford, who currently works for the Milford Mayor's Office. She was far above the best qualified applicant. She will start pending the successful passing of a drug screening, which she is scheduled for next week. So we're hoping to have her on board the week after next.
Excellent.
That's good. That's good progress. So, anything else, Deputy Chief?
Nothing else.
Anyone else? Any old business?
You should mention that you have reached out to Representative Caritas.
When the rec camp is now open again, and as we're all very well aware, we've made every effort we can to get crosswalk, the stop sign, the snail holding sign, anything we can in the road to slow people down. I personally went there last week to watch the rec. It's not open, and I'll tell you what, I was very happy that I was meeting people and not watching it work. I reached out after having looked at where we were. As of December of last year, we had $20,000 in place. The city engineer and the DOT engineer were supposed to be leaning so that vegetation could be trimmed back, road markings could be applied, and potentially signs could be put there. And no action was taken. I reached out to Representative Flairness, Ditria, Anthony Mayor's office. Heard nothing back. called her on Friday and received that word that she has not heard anything from DOT. So we'll just keep at it. I mean, I'm not going to let go of that. So we'll just keep pushing it until we get some kind of resolution, some kind of action.
Well, it's more than a bit, but there has been action taken that could get you in trouble.
We are pushing it, yeah. But, under old business, the chief, please pass along the commission's, I don't want to say congratulations, but just recognizing the work they did during the fireworks. A lot of people seem to go off with not as many hitches or many glitches as we've had in the past. And so I just recognize the department for the work they did. Traffic went well, aside from the patient domestic, things went very well, so just want to recognize that.
Thank you for that, and I will pass it on.
Anything else under old business? All right, new business. At this point in time, I'm going to, under new business, recuse myself as the commissioner and any discussion. Only because I can potentially be involved in any of these meetings as a retiree. So I will turn the gavel over to Commissioner Love, allow him to move forward.
So we have on the agenda, we have on three grievances filed. At this time, I'll turn the floor over to the union rep. So you can grievance on the commission. Grievance on the 22-05.
So the newest grievance, 22-05, deals with the option to buy out your insurance and, of course, participate in the plan offered by the city. The contract very clearly states that if you choose to opt out, you opt out before the first of the year. And on the first of the year, depending upon whether you were in a single, a two-family, or family plan, you get a different compensation level based on what you previously had. It says July 1st, it says annual payout. Instead, our members, folks who are retiring and active, have been notified that they are getting paid in increments over 12 months. So the one active member we have, instead of getting a payout of $6,400, we got a payout of $533. We got an email from finance in which one of the finance employees said, this is what I was told to do. So this is how we're paying you, and replied that, we're about to agree with you. It was already paid out that way. There wasn't even a notification that we're going to do things differently. It was we did things differently, and they were ever fine. So that's the formal version of what happened in the experience.
Yes, so from my perspective, it should be changed to me after what's happened. We do not have the authority, and at this juncture, it was turned into corporate accounting for our, we have the opportunity to review it as a media. But once he comes back, once they come back, my suggestion would be that it should follow suit as it has been done in the past instead of changing. And hopefully corporate council would relay that message up to the mayor's office so that they can go ahead and make the changes and make the correct steps, take the correct steps so that this can be rectified sooner and later for all the duties in there based on the insurance aspect of it. And that's just my personal opinion. Again, if you have done something that's going to put a year of attention or something to the just because. So that's the reason. There's no fair distinction as to why it's been changed or any discussion. I'm just changing it because. So that's going to be my suggestion as we get called back to the corporation. So that's the message that we will forward up to the mayor's office and hopefully rectify the situation. So, the office is going to be able to have the best we can. So that's just part of the setup. Myself, and hopefully Richard support as well.
Absolutely.
So, and Tommy has to recuse himself, but he may have that's what we will push for. The support should be here for the members for the commission. You shouldn't have to worry about going to all picking up medical commands and having to pay out the pocket of traffic. That's not the way it's asking. Every single funded HSA that I've ever heard of, that I've dealt with, everything is funded up front. You pay out over a year, but everything is funded up front, so we do have to pay charges to them at that time. So, that's going to be our suggestion for
today. Thank you. And that's what a lot of members are doing right now. And I, not that I want to put too much of myself on the record, but I just got a $400 bill. Yeah. And I don't have a funded HSA. Yeah. And I know there are other members I don't want to discuss their medical expertise, but I'm not alone. You know, you don't want to violate it, or like, you know, that is very happening. The one thing that I do want to add, I don't want to step on your toes, but the one thing I do want to add is grievances are very formal.
Yeah.
I try to write things as formally as I possibly can, but the thing that doesn't translate, and I want to talk to you guys directly, is that there is a significant impact affecting all of the members that comes from a place of, lack of good care for their families. And I know that doesn't really appear because contracts are full and grievances are full, but a lot of the members have been put into places by the Detroit decisions that were made, well above us. And it almost seems like some of these changes, I don't know if it's deliberate indifference or, some type of, deliberate interference based on, filing the first grievance, but it seems like things are being deliberately, like changed or stalled on us. And just as we're trying to do it.
It's honestly, it seems like it's very retaliatory based on what has happened in the past, which is not good. This is a job, this is a right, most of you guys have family and should not be adversely impacted by decisions in City Hall, especially if something has been done like this after 30 years. All of a sudden, it should not change it just because you want to go back and, stay with someone.
Another thing I want to add is they agreed to the contract.
Yes.
It's in there. They knew it was there. Nothing changed.
So you just change. If it's a contract, it's a contract. It's a binding. It's a private document. I'm sorry.
One of the jarring things to us was the idea that after the contract was agreed upon and after the disbursement was supposed to be made, that it appears that our disbursement is actually being held up pending some type of review to see if they can disperse it differently. And that's kind of that's what I can put it. It's our deductible isn't prorated, so the idea that they could now prorate our disbursement is almost terrifying. You know what I mean? That $400 bill I have is recurring every month.
Yeah.
If I get paid out, my deductible every I'm going to be on the hook for a good portion of it in the building of
like I said, from my supposition, I was suggesting once we get back from our public council, they go back and refer it back to how we've done it apparently in the past, so that you guys are not adversely impacted in any capacity whatsoever.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. And the past practice is there. Yeah. I mean, we could look at all the other deposits
but there's also a contract associated with it.
Yes.
So,
no, I agree.
Past practice, is one thing, but there's also a contract that stipulates how it should be handled.
And there's one thing that actually complicates it is when we switch to Aetna from Anthem, we switch our HSA, HSA banks.
Yeah.
Our previous SHA banks used to issue us checks.
Yeah.
The new one doesn't issue checks. So you used to be able to get away with being like, okay, not just in a few days.
Yeah.
We don't even have that option now. If the card's not loaded, that's it. You don't have any money. And I can speak from experience trying to get reimbursed from Aetna. You're better off pulling your own teeth out and sending it to them because to get someone on the phone who even agrees with you, and then they try to argue with you, try to go somewhere else to get the medication in a different place. I end up actually calling, I somehow got a number for a vice president, and I call her all the time. And that's the only way I get anything done, because those first two levels, our guys are going to spend hours on the phone to get reimbursed for something that they shouldn't even come the first time.
We shouldn't have to go that route, to be honest with you.
I appreciate it.
That's okay. We'll keep you in the loop as soon as we get back from Corporate Castle. Hopefully, they should find in the same direction we want to go, and we'll turn it up tomorrow in City Hall, so hopefully they'll take care of that as quick as possible.
And I was spoken to you guys, our goal is to just expedite this to get what we need, and we have no problem slowing down the other processes, just because it's happened and that, because there's someone kind of doing this stuff. We can slow it down and go to an MOU later to just say this is the language for, what it should have been. If there's any, because the response we're getting is, oh, there's questions. So we'll answer those questions at MOU, but let's get everything fixed first, and then we can slow everything down. Because I have no problem working with anyone, and I'm sure Deputy Chief can attest to that.
I'm
always happy to work with somebody.
Right is right.
Yeah.
Right is right. Yes, fair. So that's going to be our answer. That's not what it's going to be. That is our answer.
Yeah, thank you.
To get this right.
Are you going to do that? No, I mean, I know everyone's hurt right now, and I'm already $1,000 deep.
Okay, I'm good.
My insurance policy, it's on my credit card, so I'm sure what else
is that? Yeah, I see no fairness in that aspect of it, because, within my regular job, I had an HSA and I know how it works.
Yeah.
You would go to the doctor's office, you have a $1,200 bill, you pay a $1,200 bill because everything's front loaded, right on the line. So I'm with you.
Yeah, 100%. Awesome. Thank you.
So any other new business?
Do you have anything to add on under the other two grievances, or?
I think I might have covered everything all in one.
Yeah.
The first one. Just to recap, the first grievance was basically the money's supposed to be there funded annually. Our deductible is due July 1. And the HSA, it's usually a couple of days that it's not in there.
Yeah.
But it seems like every year it's getting pushed back further and further.
Yeah.
The causation for the first grievance was that when we called to see when it was going to be deposited, we were told that it wouldn't even happen until Agata started her job again. When we found out Agata didn't, either something like her emails hadn't been responded to or something like that, that the idea of when Agata came back wasn't really a reasonable answer. I do want to add in there that the person who was responsible at Bud City Hall, I've called 4 times, and that person has chosen not to call me back. The secretary for the mayor said, well, he doesn't have anything new to talk to you about. So the person never actually spoke to me. But they did, you know, and I'll be a little petty right now. They did, I was told that this person didn't have the authority to put the money in, but at the same time, they had the authority to take the extra money out when our insurance co-shares went up. You know, so I don't really buy that line of we can't give you money, but we can take your money.
Logic.
Yeah. So that was, and additionally, up until the 29th, they had planned on terminating Agata. So 2 days later, it's July 1. There should have been a plan in place to make sure that the money was there.
Yep.
So that was what triggered the first grievance. Second grievance was the idea of, we're filing a grievance because we have only 30 days. We want to get the ball moving because if we don't move fast enough, the money might not get put in. That was when we got the word that they were going to, you know, reevaluate not just active members, HSAs, but retired members as well. And actually the idea of minimizing how much a retired member got. Even though a retired member is on the hook for a full deductible on July 1 to cut them out because they might not be on for the whole year. It doesn't really make sense because, once again, deductibles aren't prorated, so how can an HSA be prorated? And then the third grievance was triggered by, it wasn't even something we knew were coming. It was something that was kind of done behind the curtain, just, hey, we're not paying you for your full amount. The only other thing that I just want to add is we filed the 3 grievances. The Council 4 handles our MPPs. Based on what happened with these changes that were not just discussed but enacted, I believe it warrants, on behalf of the person that was doing these things up at City Hall, a charge of bargaining and negotiating bad faith. These are agreed upon, contractually recognized rights that have been practiced, faithfully for years. As long as I've been here for 10 years, they've been unbroken. And now someone thinks they can review the contract, mid-contract, and change the policy. That's the very definition of negotiating in that phase. So that is also coming as well. That comes through Council 4 and goes to City Hall, so that's good, get good work from that. But those are the steps we're at right now.
Yeah, like I said, it just sucks for you guys. You should have to worry. You have so many other things to worry about. This should not be one of them. So again, you have the full support of the Youth Commission, and that's the direction we're going
to
push.
And the last thing I just about my head, I have been talking to the other unions.
Yeah.
I found out today that someone did reach out to the schools saying that their HSAs were deposited but not yet available.
Yeah.
I'll talk about the fact that I've called multiple times, no one's called me back, and you would think that maybe somebody would want to call me back and say, hey, we processed it today. You can rest, but no one has still reached out.
Which side? Communication. Yeah, which last question was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you guys, I appreciate it. Sure.
Any other new business?
I have nothing. Any new business?
All right, close new business at this time, and turn it back over to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Department of Choice.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Nothing significant in the activity report. Obviously, just started the new fiscal year, so no issues there. We'll just say that as far as the budget goes, we will be returning somewhere in the neighborhood of $80,000 to $82,000 to the city from last fiscal year, mainly due to the fact that we had patrolmen that were budgeted at Patrol 5 that came in at Patrol 2 and Patrol 1. So we had a lot of extra money in the patrol line, some extra money in the sergeant wage line due to a sergeant that left a month early. So what I have started the discussion with City Hall is if they would factor that money that's being returned to them as unanticipated revenue, tie it in with some of the money that we made with the cars on road jobs, and potentially with the approval of the tax board, possibly fund two cars for us immediately. I've asked for a meeting with the mayor and the chief of staff, and so far I have gotten nowhere with that meeting. So I will continue to attempt to talk to them about it. We are quickly approaching 2 years, two complete cycles without cars, which is unheard of for us. And if we don't order soon, we will get through the entire third cycle because the cars, you know how long it's taking to get new cars. So it'll take us probably 10 months to get a car. We'll be approaching three fiscal cycles without a new car, which hasn't happened in this organization for probably back in the old days. So it's not good. And then I guess that's it for department reports.
I have nothing else.
No. We have a sad note at the back.
Yeah, under communication. So
it's communication. Yeah. Which
is there for that right now? Communications.
Yes, the only communication we have, unfortunately, is a letter of resignation from Jessica, resigning her position as executive assistant to the chief of police, which will be effective August 1st.
You accepted the resignation letter?
I didn't have a choice. I fought it. So from the department, we wish you nothing but the best, Jessica, and it's going to be hard shoes to fill.
Thank you.
Once we're all down in Florida, we'll come see it.
Definitely.
I'm sure she'll need that.
Open door.
Well, on behalf of all of us, I think, thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
It made a lot of confusing situations simple. I appreciate it.
And confused a lot of simple situations.
I do.
Sorry.
No, it's just that.
Sorry,
Matt.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any traffic authority business?
Nothing new.
Except when we closed the road, we didn't.
We closed the road.
We closed the road.
And that's it, so nothing else.
I think can we touch on the roof open?
Yes, we did. That was in the minutes, yes.
Just so it's in the proper perspective.
Yeah.
In the proper place. We reached out to our state representatives again, to the mayor's office, to see if we can get some kind of action taken there. So we can slow down the traffic or at least get some advance warning and crossing there.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that something can come out of it. I'm not aware of anything else that's
been
brought up. So anything rich? Traffic there? No? I don't know.
All right.
So we'll move along.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Rich to adjourn.
Okay, I'll second.
Second, by Commissioner Blow. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
So we'll see all you gentlemen on